Gracious and loving Father, on this day we gather to remember another one of those witnesses to Christ, Peter. Peter the rock. Peter the one who said, I will die with you. And yet, as we read today, as we learn of Peter, a man who had to deal with his own guilt, help us to look at the guilt that plagues our lives. And to see that with you there is forgiveness and life. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. From 1875 to 1883, a bandit ruled in the West, feared, terrorizing Wells Fargo's stagecoaches, robbing it 28 times. He would come in like a tornado out of nowhere. He spooked the most rugged cowboys. They say he stole hundreds of thousands of dollars. No victim ever saw him. No artist ever sketched him. No sheriff could ever track him. That Ben was Bart. You ought to look up his story and read it. The reality is that as we look at the gospel this morning, I want to introduce you to another Black Bart. Have you ever felt shame, disgrace? Have you ever experienced that witness, or that whisper, excuse me, that crushed your heart? Have you ever felt abandoned and alone? Or have you ever felt useless, no good? Have you ever felt a finger in your face? You see, that other Black Bart doesn't want your money. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy everything you have. Because that Black Bart is guilt. Guilt is a quagmire of remorse. You're worthless. I have never met a person who hasn't sometime in their life experienced it. Have you ever taken something that wasn't yours? I hope not, but have you ever experienced a backstreet brawl? Felt sucked under? Or the one-night stand? Or maybe the guilt wasn't a moment. Maybe it was a season in your life when you struggled with the guilt that just hung on. Maybe you felt that you failed as a parent. You've blown your career. You squandered your youth. You squandered your money or both. All of these lead to the same place, guilt. So come to our gospel reading from John this morning. Peter, a very familiar name for us. Yes, the one whom Jesus called the rock. There he is in the courtyard. We find him in our gospel reading tonight or today. And there he is, after denying his Lord three times, experiences his own guilt. Oh, it'd be easy for us to just focus on his guilt because we'd rather deny our own guilt. You see, we first of all, to really understand all of this, we need to back up a moment. Back to John 13. We're there in verse 47. It is Peter who makes this claim. Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you. You know, Peter's been with him through it all. Early in Christ's ministry, there he was. He saw Peter and Andrew fishing, and he invited them to follow him, and they left their nets, and they followed him. They had been there from the beginning. Then it may have been a year or so later when they were out there on the Sea of Tiberias, or Sea of Galilee. And we all know about the storm. And now Jesus comes. We also know about how Peter walks on water until he realizes what he's doing. And his face sinks and he sank. Peter is the one who also in John 6:68 said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We used that way back when. Think about this, Peter. Here he is, the rock. Here is Peter, who was one of the three there at the transfiguration. Peter, who was one of the three who went with him away in the Garden of Gethsemane. If you put all of this together, you can't help but wonder as you read the text what kind of guilt Peter must have been experiencing at that moment as he denied his Lord three times. Yes. And as we know in the upper room there, as they were having supper together and he instituted Lord's Supper, it is Peter who said, not I, Lord, I will stand by you. I will never forsake you. I will lay down my life for you. What about your confession before Christ? Do you remember your confirmation day? You stood in front of God's altar, and when asked, do you intend to live according to the word of God in faith and deed and remain true to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, even unto death? And you affirmed yes with the help of God. How well has that gone? How faithful have you been? Is there guilt, remorse over that commitment you made? Or what about your standing there with your spouse in front of the altar, joining your lives as one in marriage, and you simply say, I do, and you remind yourself that this is the person? And then how about the guilt and remorse of maybe things haven't always gone the way that you intended on that wonderful day when you committed to one another? Yes, it's easy for us to focus on Peter and the claims he made, yes, claims. That's easy for all of us to make these claims. How is it for us to follow through on those, though? There they are. We see it in that experience in the courtyard. Peter there. The events unfold. It's kind of like watching the cracks in a foundation just sort of spread over time. There's the servant girl. Ah, you are one of this man's followers, aren't you? I am not. A stander by asks, are you one of his disciples, aren't you? He replies, I am not. Oh, yes, and then there's the relative of Marcus, who asks, didn't I see you in the garden with him? And for the third time, he says, no, that wasn't me. And then John just simply says, the rooster crowed. The other Gospels, we get a little more to that, but John simply says, the rooster crowed. Peter felt the guilt. Think about it. He collapses under the weight of his own guilt, the confession he has just made to not knowing his Lord, even as he said, "I will die with you." But who of us hasn't experienced that in our lives? The person who struggles with alcoholic oftentimes will say, "Just one more drink." Or how about the "just one more lie"? Or "just one more fling"? Just one more look. And the crack, crack, crack. And the foundation cracks get wider and wider, each building on one another. And when it eventually happens, there's a collapse. And in comes the G word, guilt. We've all been there. How about the one thing everyone seems to love but not you? Think about that. My wife will tell you, I'm not a fan of leftovers. And when we married, I dreaded leftovers. And then that time when we had the children in the home, what a joy that was, because there weren't many leftovers. Leftovers were less and less as the children usually ate whatever was available. And they always wanted more. And during those years, I escaped. And then it came back to just the two of us. And sometimes leftovers became leftovers. Even sometimes to the third and fourth time. It took me a while to realize that leftovers can be a good thing. Thanks to a very patient wife. The rooster crowed. Peter felt his guilt. He became a has-been. Guilt has that way in our lives. It can leave us empty, wondering. But the good news is God loves leftovers. When our lives are weighed down in guilt, God offers us His grace, His love, His mercy. Jesus handles Peter's guilt after the resurrection. Think about that. When he comes to Peter and he says to him, "Peter, do you love me?" Not once, not twice, but three times, reminding him of his denial. And with each question, Peter had to feel that guilt. And yet, he came to realize that Christ suffered and died for him. The truth is, Jesus doesn't wait till you and I get it, or even get it all together. Guilt could be very real right now in your life. And that's the beauty of some of the letters in the New Testament. For instance, Paul wrote to the Romans, "While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." I want you to think about Peter's comeback. Who is the one who preaches the sermon on Pentecost? It is Peter. Who is the one who wrote two books in the New Testament? Comebacks don't just happen based on how much we love Jesus. Those comebacks happens because it is based on how much Jesus loves us. Oh, and by the way, Black Bart, fear, terrorized the neighborhood. But he really became nothing. You see, Black Bart really wasn't a bloodthirsty bandit. He turned out to be a mild-tempered businessman from Decatur in Illinois. Yet this bandit, storming through the Wild West on a horse with so... who was so afraid of even riding horses, who was chased by horses, who oftentimes rode around in a horse-drawn buggy because of his fear of horses. Black Bart was actually Charles Bowles. He was the bandit who never fired a bullet. There's a reason for that, because he never carried a loaded gun. You see, guilt can affect us in various ways. Guilt can sometimes defeat its enemies because we have no bullet left in the gun. But we do have Christ, who went to the cross, there taking our guilt and shame. Our story is never over when Christ is a part of our story. Guilt is and can be overcome. That's what the cross is about. You see, and in the end, there's a better G word. Live in God's grace. Amen.